significantly increased, and the group is gaining ground in some rural areas across the country. But thousands of locals in northern Afghanistan are joining the Afghan military in fighting the Taliban in the region. In a report from northern Afghanistan, Abdul Basir Ilgor says news is not all bad. It is translated here by VOA's Miguel Amaya.
Clashes between the Afghan National Security Forces and the Taliban continue around northern Afghanistan's Jawzjan province. Local authorities say the fighting is within 30 kilometers of Jawzjan's capital city of Sherbagan, which houses over half of the province's population. Local militia forces have joined the Afghan military to defend their region against the Taliban.
These Uzbeks are facing the Taliban, and our people should not worry. We will drive the enemy out of the village soon.
While the Taliban continue to press hard in rural areas, local Afghan National Army commanders in Sherbagan City say that the Taliban have taken casualties in recent days and assure the locals that they will defend the region.
That is VOA's Miguel Amaya in a story that was originally written for VOA by Abdul Basil Ilgor. For more on this particular story, visit our website at voanews.com. The Taliban warned Tuesday that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage a jihad against them. The warning came amid fresh battlefield moves that critics say show that the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan in defiance of their peace pledges, raising the prospects of a full-blown civil war. This is VOA News. Rioting and looting in South Africa continue today, raising the death toll to at least 30 as protesters clash with police. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. In the country's worst unrest in years, looters vandalized shopping malls, other retail outlets, and businesses in the province of Gauteng, which includes the country's largest city of Johannesburg. Security forces seemed unable to prevent the looting and the attacks, which also occurred in Zuma's home province and in Soweto. Lithuanian Prime Minister Ingrida Shimonite told AP in an interview on Monday that the rate of successful applications among migrants who arrive in Lithuania across the Belarusian border will be very low, if not nearly non-existent. She also added that the migration crisis might raise the activity of far-right parties in Lithuania.
Lithuania is not a country that would stop international trafficking of happen on its land. And we will do whatever we can to ensure that neither in our country nor in our partner countries in the European Union, people might appear breaching international standards and international agreements. And please don't be lured into this business, because there are people who make money on this.
Belarusian authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko has said his country will halt cooperation with the 27-nation bloc on stemming migration in retaliation for bruising economic sanctions the EU slapped on Belarus over the passenger jet diversion. At least 50 people were killed and dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and civil defense managers in Nasiriyah. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus crisis, which has killed over 17,000 people. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
It's on VOA 1.